Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
The McNugget Buddies are coming through McDonald's again. And they've got brand new fits created by street-style icon Kerwin Frost. Get the brand new Buddies and your McDonald's faves. Your choice of a Big Mac or 10-piece McNuggets, plus a medium fries and medium drink. Collect them all before they're gone. Only in the Kerwin Frost box. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time while supplies last.
For me, there's nothing better than showcasing my joy. As a matter of fact, you all get to hear it twice a week, every week. Our friends at Frito-Lay know that joy is bold, vivacious, and so contagious. Joy gives life flavor, rhythm, and vibes. And when joy takes flight, it can't be contained. It's robust. More than a smile or a laugh, it's an infectious experience. So here's to all the creators that inspire us with your creativity and passion. Let's keep filling the world with joy. And make sure you look out for the My Joy campaign, powered by Frito-Lay. I wanna read your mind, know your deepest feelings. I wanna make it right for you, baby, show me. Let me share the mystery. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Listen to your heart tonight. Come on, come on, come on. I'll make it all right. Come on, come on tonight.
I know a melody we could sing together. I've got the secret key to you, babe. Let's make music, yes. Harmonizing ecstasy. Oh, come on, come on, come on. You wanna sing it to me? Yeah.
James Ingram was so aggressive the way he came in on that track.
Where is James Ingram?
Let's look.
Is he still?
You can
with?
Praise the Lord, niggas, while I look.
Praise the Lord, niggas. Welcome back. Welcome, all of you. Welcome. Listen, nigga, we made it. It's the last episode we will be recording live of Getting Grown of 2023. Yeah. And we just couldn't express, we couldn't find words enough to express the gratitude that we have to each and every one of you for kicking it around the kitchen table for yet another year.
Yes.
We love you guys.
We do. We're about to be 8 years old.
Wild.
In March. So nuts. And we're like in the third grade. And
whoa.
I'm so grateful for you all. I mean, I just really am. So Kia and I both are just so grateful for you all.
Extreme.
And your constant support. And we're grateful for the continued growth. And we can't wait until, you know, Getting Grown comes into its full bosoms. And we like, we're going to be a bad bitch. Hear me? Okay. All right. James Ingram died.
Did he?
In January of 2019, unfortunately.
Oh, my gracious.
I did not know that.
Me neither.
Maybe later, Wikipedia. I already donated Wikipedia. I said hide these appeals for a week already.
Oh.
Okay, yes. Yeah, he, oh, no.
What?
He died of brain cancer.
Really?
He was 66 years old. Rest in peace, James Ingram.
Very, very, very sad. But how are you, sis?
I'm all right. I'm ready for this break. I'm
bigly.
Can't wait to just not have a lot of obligations and be able to fully enjoy myself and my family and my loved ones, you know, the ones who are in close proximity.
Yeah.
In our vacation, I'm very excited yes. for that. We're going to have such a good time. Yeah, and you know, just trying to go into this new year with continued gratitude for life, mm-hmm. you know, because it's not promised and it's fleeting, and you know, the powers that be don't make it easy for us to have a good one. Don't make it easy for the world to have a good one, yeah. some more than others. And so I just want to go into the new year with some more gratitude, and I'd like to get into more community work next year.
Yeah.
I know that's the thing, like that's something that I want to be really intentional about, and it's been on my mind the last few months. So I want to be a little bit more intentional about community work. Mm-hmm. You won't see me in the streets protesting, but I'll be doing other things.
Right. We all have our part to contribute,
yeah,
our part
absolutely.
To play, our contributions to make. I agree that, you know, it's looking forward to resting and reflecting. You know, the world is a crazy place. And I feel like 2023 has been a sprint. I'm not really sure why, but I just feel like I've sort of been going and going and going and going.
It's a blur.
And I'm excited to take a couple of minutes, couple of beats mm-hmm. to catch my breath, to sit in some stillness and reflect and, you know, in that space of gratitude like you.
Yes.
And also, you know, with that gratitude, looking forward with hope and expectation about the things that are yet to come. So,
yes.
Yes. I'm excited. And I think, you know, I did some math. You know, I got a little ahead of myself. I realized Getting Grown is going to be 7, not 8.
Oh, 7. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
Because, you know, I felt a little bit better. Like, what? Like, what? But
right.
I jumped the gun.
Damn,
it was me.
Really?
It was me. I jumped the gun. We're going to be 7, not 8. But, you know, 7 okay, is still 7. A long time. And,
still,
you know,
we're
we've
in
grown.
Grade.
Yes, we're growing. And, you know, I think that we're not finished. We have lots more to do and lots more to share. And, you know, it's exciting to sort of think about what?
Oh, no. Nope. Finish your sentence.
I was going to say it's exciting to think about what's to come. That's all I was going to
yes.
say.
Yes. Yeah. No, and just continuing that, because you sparked a thought. I just want to thank our team, the Getting Grown team, who really puts a lot of late nights and early mornings and intention into the guests that we have and the conversations we have and editing and all things in between. So I want to give big love to Ty for his editing every week for the past 7 years.
For sure.
And full disclosure, not now, but for a great majority of the show, we recorded on Monday nights and you all got the show on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So that couldn't have been done without Ty's hard work.
For sure.
We also want to thank Mary Akpa for all of the work that she's done behind the scenes. Let me tell y'all something. Mary has gotten us together, okay? She has done things for us that Kia and I did not have the capacity to do and keep hosting the show and all of the things. So we're really grateful for Mary. Make sure you all stream her music, because not only just being a part of this team, she's a phenomenal artist, okay? A phenomenal musician. And then also, lastly, we want to thank our good brother of a long, long time.
Long, long time.
Xavier Delo, because he is also a part of the team. He takes
Absolutely.
Care of all the Patreon editing and the social
and
clips
social
that you all see
yeah.
and so forth. So we want to give big love to our brother of many years.
Yes.
And to you all, obviously, of course.
Key players.
Shout
on
out to Ellison.
Yes.
And our the social media manager over there. You know who you are.
Ow.
We got a lot of love for you, too. And so, yeah, we're just grateful for everybody. Shout out to y'all.
Much love. Much love, sis. You want to get into what are we talking about today? We are.
We're going to do some mailbag. We're just going to go through a bunch of emails we haven't been able to get to.
And end of the year house cleaning.
See what happens from there. Yeah, a little end of the year house cleaning. You know, to do the laundry and stuff. Make our black eyed peas.
You know, you want to just make sure that the house is clean before as we go into the new year, you know, with clean baseboards. Let's get it.
That's it. All right. So we're going to head on over into this whatever the fuck.
All right.
See you there.
Let's do it.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Hey, Red, what are you up to?
Just making sure all the M&M's gifts are wrapped and the ball is filled.
Remember that one holiday party when we had no M&M's?
Oh, boy, I still have nightmares.
The cookies?
Yeah, you used all the M&M's candies that were meant to decorate the party treats, to decorate snowmen. You did it again, didn't you?
They do look cute, though.
Bringing cheer, M&M's for all fun kind.
It is time for some listener letters. We're going to do a little mailbag. We're going to dig in and see what y'all been saying for some emails that we haven't had the opportunity to get to because we've had so many amazing conversations with guests that by the time it's time to get to an honesty box or whatever, we ain't got time. So we're going to get to some of those today as to close our year out, see what you all have been talking about because this is a community. We love to hear from you. So I'm going to start off here. All right. Does she want a pseudonym? Oh, she gave herself one. Okay. Catherine Johnson's wannabe niece.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right, Catherine Johnson's niece. Greetings, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia, giving you all of the flowers. Thank you both for creating and holding space for complicated mother and adult child relationships. Both episodes gave me space to breathe. Mm-hmm. I love my... This is pertains to the It's Complicated part one and two. I love my parents deeply and I wouldn't be who I am without them. I'm blessed to have them both here on this physical plane and they just celebrated 35 years of marriage. Yes. They did the best they could. Also, and my dad hammered the twice as good for half as much every single time I got a B on an assignment. Simultaneously, I watched and judged my mom for shrinking herself just to stay in the relationship and don't even get me started on the roles and responsibilities of being the oldest daughter and third parent to my two younger brothers. Thankfully, my siblings and I have been able to have honest conversations about our experiences. It's been hard, but I see progress. Life still be lifing, and that hoe got some hands. My mom was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer summer 2023. And while I understand the odds are in her favor, being confronted with the mortality of the woman who brought me into this world is an out-of-body experience. The same woman who threatened to take me out of this world if I ever disrespected her. Nope, get somebody else to do it. I don't know that I've ever seen my mom with the flu. From watching her cut her hair off to listening to her complain about how my dad can't cook. Sidebar, my mama is vain, okay? I understand my grandmother is extremely vain. First thing she's talking about after the diagnosis was making sure her brows look good if she had to lose her hair. And yes, she got them done before stepping foot in a cancer treatment.
I hear that.
She knew that man couldn't cook when she married him. My dad has cooked all of 3.25 meals in my entire life, and it was always spaghetti. Anyways, I have been having a really hard time with my mom's diagnosis, trying to be super daughter while also being super mom to my own 6-year-old. These episodes made me feel welcomed and comforted at the kitchen table. I just wanted to say a deep thank you for helping me see that I'm not alone. Thank you, ladies. Aww. Catherine Johnson's niece. We holding a lot of love for you. We got you in a big, warm embrace over here right now.
Yes,
I know this is a complicated space to navigate, and I can only imagine, you know, facing the mortality of your mom while still negotiating complicated feelings, but also a lot of love. So, we have a lot of love for you. And Bigly. you got us, and we got you. Okay?
Absolutely.
Thank you for writing in.
And yes. And
sharing.
Yes. Oh, there's a rainbow outside my window right now. So I don't know.
That's for you, Catherine Johnson's niece.
That's for Catherine Johnson's niece. I'll read the next one. It's also in reference to the It's Complicated episode. It's titled It's Complicated to Infinity. And they've asked for a name. Please give me a name.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan writes, "Hello, Chef and Dr. Kia." Okay.
Hey.
Let me preface this by saying that you ladies are doing the Lord's work by the breadth of subjects that you discuss. Okay. The guests that you bring and the pure joy that you share with one another and sharing the same with us. I cannot tell you how many times I have shared your episode with my friends groups because it's touched on subjects that we ourselves have discussed. I'm a 40-year-old Haitian American, and I say this only to give you some context into how I view my relationship with my mother. Complicated does not seem to cover it all, but we'll use that. In most of my friends' households, children were seen and not heard. We were expected to excel, succeed, do amazing things, and take care of our parents when they grow older. There is no notion of children being nurtured the way that I know now was lacking from our parents, but they did the best that they could with the frameworks that they knew. This last episode with Dr. Felicia really resonated with me, and I couldn't finish the episode past the kitchen table because I was in tears. My mother is very much living, and I can't seem to find the words to talk to her about things that really matter to me. Part of me feels like she will be disappointed, and maybe it's in my head. And the other part is that growing up, she did not encourage sharing things or acknowledge that I could have any other feeling other than happy or carefree, because what responsibility did I have other than being a kid and doing all that was expected of me? I'm still triggered by that, and I realize now in my relationships, I tend to fix my own issues or take it to God or to my therapist, because growing up, I knew nobody had time for that, so to speak. It saddens me that we're not as close as I'm sure she would like us to be, and I'm aware that I'm doing the bare minimum considering we don't live in the same country. I want us to be close, and I don't know how to remove that mental block from my head. When she visits, the silence between us is so deafening to me, it makes me uncomfortable. I find myself hiding in my room or working in my office, often in tears because the words won't come out. But I love her, and I would do anything for her. I just wish I knew how to be the adult and a kid with her mother at the same time, if that makes sense. I don't know if this letter is coherent to you at all, but I just wanted to share my thoughts. And I pray that that you both continue to be safe and have what you need daily as you continue to bless us and pour into us. Chef Jade, I'm hoping to meet you and taste your delicious food one day because the Taurus in me loves to eat.
Blessings. I know you do.
Blessings to you both. And that's from Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan,
girl, let me tell you
first
something.
First of all, this not only was very coherent.
Yes.
It resonated, and I understand.
Yes.
More than you realize.
Yes.
You know, I love my mom, and yes. I struggle sometimes with conversation with her and sharing, not out of shame, because my mom knows, she knows who I am, but also just, it's like, there's just a gap there somewhere in that communication. And a lot of that has come from the relationship that was created. And now I'm trying to find ways to actively work against that. And that's a lot of fucking work, and it's hard.
It is hard.
So I have so much love for you, and I understand so much how you're feeling. And I just wonder if you've ever considered writing your mom a letter and seeing what comes from that. Because sometimes getting our thoughts out on paper or the computer or whatever can really help us to organize them and to be a lot more transparent than we might otherwise be in vocal conversation. And I think a letter might allow her to sit with your words without an opportunity to respond until that time comes. And if you have done that, so be it. But if you haven't, it might be something worth considering. because sometimes it's a really lovely way to communicate, and for somebody to have to really process how you're feeling in your words without being able to like respond.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go ahead, sis.
No, I was just going to acknowledge the work of sort of you reflecting on the feelings that you felt in response to the conversations on the show. And I also want to acknowledge that, you know, what you shared was not only beautifully communicated, but it was it resonated with me, it resonated with Jade, and I'm sure it resonates with a lot of people listening. You know, I've done a lot of thought and reflection about those conversations since we've had them. And one thing that I will say is I think we've all sort of take for granted the labor that's required to sort of communicate across generational divides. I acknowledge that my mother grew up in a world that was very different than the world that we live in. And, you know, those differences, they seem to be very, you know, I'll say this, I'll say it like this. My mom prepared me for the world that she thought I was going to live in. Or the life that she thought I was going to have. And she did the best she could based on the information that she had. But I grew into who I am. And it's nobody's fault, but there's just distance and difference there. And we have to work to figure out how to communicate across that. So don't be so hard on yourself. There's nothing wrong with you. It's nothing. It's not your fault. It's not. I know because, you know, I think there's a lot of similarity between my situation and what you've shared. And we tend to sort of assume responsibility and fault for things that are not our fault or our responsibility. We're just, you know, it is what it is. And it's not, you know, you didn't do anything that made this way. And you're working to learn how best to move through it. And that takes time. And sometimes that takes trial and error and failure and trying again. But, you know, it's clear to me that you love your mother. And you will continue to work to create and develop that closeness over time because of that love. So I just hope that you will receive that and sit with that and take some of that pressure off of yourself to try to fix this, because it's not all on you to fix. And you know, over time you'll get more understanding, you'll get more clarity, you'll get more perspective, you'll get more comfort sitting with yourself, sitting with your feelings, communicating your feelings. And, you know, we're all working through it, just like you.
Because, like you said, sis, our parents, a lot of our parents grew up in a very specific and different time.
It's just
different. And there's a communication barrier. There's a hardness. There's a coldness sometimes.
And a defensiveness, right? Because they don't want to not, they don't want to not know. They know everything. Right. They've known everything, right? So, like,
because I said so.
Exactly. And we all have to work through that. And it's going to take time. And it's going to, you know, some things sometimes, and, you know, not to be that girl, but, you know, training in the gym has taught me a lot. It's been a powerful metaphor that's helped me to see a lot of things, right?
No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
No, I'm kidding.
It's helped me to sort of appreciate and embrace when things hurt. It's helped me to it's helped me to recognize that some things only come by difficulty, by pain, by discomfort. And I know it's easy and it would be ideal if we all could just sort of breeze through life with no challenge or resistance. But
you have no character, though.
Yeah, but sometimes the strength only comes after it hurts. You have to acknowledge that this hurts. This is whack. This is uncomfortable. This is trash. I don't like it. Only then can you work to do something about it. Can you work to do things differently? So all of that to say, I am in a place where I'm accepting. I don't like it. But I'm accepting of the parts of my relationship with my mother, with all of my family, with my father, with all of my family that are uncomfortable, that have hurt and still hurt. You know, I'm okay with that, you know, because it's not my fault that it hurt. I didn't make it hurt. And I know that if I can sit in this hurt long enough, it won't hurt as much. And I can start to move through the hurt. So I hope, Chaka Khan, that I think you don't consider the fact that you're having these feelings as a sign of you're not doing it right. These feelings mean that you are doing it right, girl. You're doing it right. You're doing what you gotta do to grow up, to get better, to ensure that your future relationships won't be, you know, you're learning, you're growing, you're getting better. So I hope that that's helpful. And we in it too. We all in it together, girl.
Sister.
All in it together. Okay.
All together now. Okay, next.
Okay.
Let's do the next one. I'm going to just go ahead and give pseudonyms, even if y'all don't ask for it, because nobody gave permission, and that's fine. Sister, give me a pseudonym.
Let's go with Dionne Warwick.
Dionne Warwick. Hey, Offset. Every time, I can't resist. Offset.
Did you see, you know, the viral... Surprise, surprise.
Yes, of course.
Somebody tweeted and said, did you know that the surprise, surprise lady was a white woman who actually stole and pirated a lot of black women's songs in the 80s and 90s? And they was like, they said, including Dionne Warwick, right? So she stole one of Dionne Warwick's songs. Or I guess re-recorded Dionne Warwick's song. And Dionne saw that post and retweeted it and was like, surprise, surprise. I was like, I love Dionne. I love her.
So much. Her niece, whoever's doing this, I love you. I got a lot of love
for
you.
Surprise, surprise. I was like, so good. I love the generational. See, the generations are coming together. I don't care what nobody says.
They are. They are. There's a point where we all mesh. Woo! I don't know if it's TikTok or what, but all right. So Dionne Warwick writes, hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. So I'm listening to It's Complicated 2. Jade is currently going off about the noise.
Okay.
Oh, God. What noise? What a time. You don't remember that construction.
Yes.
How
yes,
disrespectful. Yes. Anyway.
Okay.
This episode hit home and it hit hard. Oh. My mom was diagnosed with dementia when I was 18 and passed August 5th, 2022, exactly a month after my 29th birthday.
Wow.
With dementia, my mom became a stranger almost. Her body was still hers, but not her mind. She lost her ability to speak very early on, so I didn't hear her say, I love you anymore. I wonder all the time if she knew how much I loved her. I grieve the fact that she didn't really get to see me become a woman. I grieve that my mom doesn't see my achievements and even my failures. Just like Dr. Commodore, I hear all the time that I look just like my mom and it still hurts. I'm currently learning what Dionne Warwick likes and who I am. My grandmother took care of my mom in another state, so for years, at least two times a month, I was driving to be with my mom for a weekend. Here at 30, I'm learning myself. My mom is everything to me. I also know that she would not want her passing illness to be my top personality trait. Mm. She also wouldn't want my life on pause. So I grieve, I cry, I laugh, I love, and it's all for her.
Yes.
Thank you all so much. Love you both. Dionne Warwick. I almost cried.
Dionne.
I'm like, oh, man.
You nailed it, girl.
Ooh.
Because what you're saying is sort of the quintessence of grief,
Yeah.
That is it. And this what you're I'm very sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm very sorry. Yeah. I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
And
it's okay for you to have these feelings.
Yes.
And it's okay for you to have all of them at the same time or one at a time or however they decide to come at you. That's all right.
And your mother would not want your life on pause, but your mother would understand that you are hurting, that this hurts, that this is hard, and that you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so you have to go through all of the feelings that come with figuring it out. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you because I know intimately what it's like to lose somebody so young. Mm-hmm. But we are here for you and we love you. And I hope that you'll keep in touch with us and let us know how you're moving through your grief journey. And know that you're not in it by yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, Dion. You made a nigga cry.
Real bad.
I was like, oh, my nose is turning red. Oh, no.
Real bad. Real bad.
No, we love you. We love you. And you're welcome to write in here anytime.
Anytime.
You got a team.
Anytime. Mm.
Woo! That one got me. Mm-hmm. That one got me.
I'll read the next one.
All right. All right. I have to give you one, huh?
Yes, give me one. Shaka Khan. We've had Shaka.
Jackie Harry.
Jackie! Sandra Clark.
Mary.
Praise the Lord, niggas. I can't thank you enough for these episodes and all of the emotions that I experienced listening to them both, the It's Complicated episodes. Resonated with each of you ladies and the stories that you shared about the various relationships that you have with your mothers. I laughed, I cried, I reflected each time that I listened, twice so far. I learned so much more about my own mother wound. And as a 51-year-old mother and soon-to-be grandmother, I also congratulated myself. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the work so that I don't pass down the trauma from my mother that she passed down from hers. We haven't spoken in years, and as much as I have tried with her, it's best that she remain on her side of the street and I on mine. Mm. She lives across the street from me. Wow.
Mm.
Dr. Felicia slapped me in the face with the reality that my youngest daughter gets to experience the heel version of me that my older children didn't meet until they almost entered their teens. Although I've talked to them about their experience, I made it a point to discuss their feelings in therapy, as I now have sessions with each of them one-on-one to ensure that healed is our permanent status.
Oh, man.
Thank you for sharing your stories and allowing your listeners a safe space to share as well. With immense gratitude, Jackie Harry.
Jackie.
Oh, y'all, man.
Well, first of all, it's our fault because we were not able to get to these emails. So here we are revisiting things and they're punching us in the stomach. Woo! But in a good way.
Y'all are doing a thing today.
Okay. I'm like, not me with these ratty red rimmed eyes.
I did not come here for this.
Not today, we didn't, but I guess we did.
I mean, Jackie,
we brought it on the sales.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And I'm helped. Oh man, I'm not gonna do it. Nope.
It's okay. I just did it. Go ahead, sister. You're not by yourself.
I'm helped to know that there are women who are working to repair relationships with their daughters because of things that we have shared.
Mm-hmm.
Because as we shared, you know, it wasn't easy to...
Oh my God!
Tell the
truth. Yo, we almost didn't put the episode out. I had a moment. I called and I said, I don't think we should put it out.
It wasn't easy to tell the truth. Because we love our moms, not because we don't, okay? Because mm-hmm. of the opposite. Because mm-hmm. we have such great respect for them and their journeys and their humanity and what was hard for them. Mm-hmm. And that they were doing the best they could trying to raise these kids despite the conditions that they had to navigate mm-hmm. in their own womanhood. And so to know that there are mothers of, you know, women in their 20s that listen to mm-hmm. this show and because of something that we said are now working to repair and heal, that does something for me. That does something for me more than I can find the words to express right now. But know that we appreciate mm-hmm. you taking the time to let us know that we are not, you know, bearing our truths to the world for naught. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
To hear that this is a 51-year-old woman mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. who is addressing herself, yourself, is just, I don't have the words either, actually. I just, what you're doing for your family is beautiful, and I am so intentional. You go to therapy with each of your kids. Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. And I know a lot of us sometimes struggle too with like raising our kids differently than how we were raised. And then the grandmothers sometimes put, we're talking about with the weight. We're talking about in the pre-show, sis, where the grandmothers will sometimes mm-hmm. say things where we're like, we don't do that anymore.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes that's hard, right? But I love that you're like, this is what I'm doing for going forward for us. And I'm not going to let that affect me. And yeah, the time and the intention, the money that you're putting into making sure that your relationship with your kids is the healthiest. And then you've got a grandchild coming. So imagine what you doing this work is doing for your child who is bringing their own child into this world. You are doing spiritual work, and I just, for your lineage, and it's just so admirable, and we're just so grateful you shared this with us, Jack A. We're grateful.
Thank you.
Woo!
Yikes.
Blah, okay.
I know.
Okay, this is a long one.
But it's from a GGB. Are you ready?
It is. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I have a pseudonym.
Okay, give it to me.
I will say we should call him Smokey Robinson.
Oh! Demonic eyes. I have never been comfortable with Smokey Robinson's
eyes. Me neither. Well, maybe we shouldn't call him that because he's kind of creepy. Let's change it. Okay, let's do... Let's do David Ruffin.
Stop drinking that wine. Stop smoking that crack. I'm sorry.
Let's do David Ruffin. David Ruffin.
David!
Yes.
We love David Ruffin.
Yes.
David Ruffin and the Temptations. Yeah.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis. They come to see David Ruffin and the Temptations. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to be adults. Yes. David Ruffin writes, "Hello, Dr. Kia and Jade." I'm sorry, I won't read that like that. "I'm writing in as a longtime listener and GGB based in Atlanta who loves the show and the lessons on adulthood you share each week. I'd love a he, him pseudonym."
I got you, David. I got you.
You got two. And then one of them got red.
I know. We changed the first because we both feel wholly uncomfortable around Smokey, but it's not
Smokey. I just, niggas in light eyes. And for those listening, sorry, my mom has green eyes. She's a shifty one. No, I'm just playing. I'm just playing. So, okay, I wanted to share this as a response to the mother's episode, specifically Dr. Commodore's kitchen table talk about losing her mom. Both hit me like a ton of bricks. I unfortunately lost my mother on September 17th of this year, and honestly don't know how I made it through either of these kitchen table conversations. But after many tears and many stops and starts, I'm so glad I did. Long story short, my mom went into cardiac arrest just before Labor Day in her hometown and never recovered once she went into the hospital. Because she lost oxygen to the brain for well over 30 minutes before the ambulance arrived, thank God there was someone there to perform CPR. She unfortunately was put on a ventilator for about 2 weeks, and we tried to figure out the best next medical steps to take. Ultimately, the neurologist and team of doctors were clear about her poor prognosis, telling us it was highly unlikely that she'd ever recover. And at best, she'd live for 6 months to a year in a vegetative state. My siblings and I knew she'd never want to live like that, so we decided to send her to hospice care and pull the plug. I'm the youngest of three, I'm 31, but the most responsible of my brother and my sister by far. I once wore that as a badge of honor, but in this situation, being the person who was in charge of making all of my mom's medical decisions and having to sign as next of kin to take her off the ventilator, knowing full well she'd make her transition soon after, was the hardest thing I've ever done. At only 60, she is truly gone too soon. Though I feel butt booty naked putting y'all and the entire kitchen table in my personal business like this, writing this email feels like something I have to do. I wouldn't feel right not letting you two know how much this show and the honest conversations about grief have helped me as I navigate this very difficult time. Also, the timing of your conversation with Dr. Commodore just feels so eerie. It's like God knew I needed her as a vessel to give me a roadmap for navigating life after losing my mom. And the conversation about moms with Fran and Crystal also helped me grapple with sometimes difficult relationship I had with my mom. Yes, I cried like a baby listening to these conversations, but it was actually so comforting and cathartic to hear these perspectives as I start my grieving process from ground zero. Also, as a longtime listener, I have to give Dr. Kia her flowers for her constant vulnerability and wisdom about grief she shared after the passing of her beloved brother and grandmother. She's given me a possibility model for navigating such a huge loss, truly. While I don't know Dr. Kia personally, I feel like I've gotten an intimate look into her grief at different stages and have always admired how she can speak to it with grace and poise. In some strange way, I feel like if she can make it, then I can too. Thank you to each of you beautiful ladies for helping us to navigate this ghetto, terrible, awful hood called adulthood by bringing us raw, honest, and laugh till you cry conversations about life's ups and downs. I feel like I'm living in a fever dream, especially as I've had to navigate paying for the funeral out of pocket and being the executor of an estate without a will. But because of this show, I know I can stand strong and persevere. At any rate, this show makes me feel much less alone and like I can get through the other side of this tough time. I love you both to pieces and wanted to let you know the profound impact you've had on me and many others. Though I'm devastated, I have so much to be grateful for. You don't know how many times someone has asked me how I'm doing right now, and I've responded with, I'm safe and have what I need. Thank you for such a beautiful mantra. Anyway, sorry for the long email. Please don't apologize. But one last thing. I'm attaching a picture from when my mom came to my office for Bring Your Parents to Work Day. It felt silly at the time, but I'm so grateful for the opportunity to bring her to my job so she could see me in action. It was one of the proudest days of my life. Love y'all. David Wilson. Oh, man. Look at them. Oh, man. First of all, your smiles. Ooh. Y'all look alike. I don't know if I just triggered you by saying that. I'm sorry.
I'm not good.
I know. I saw you, sis. I am also and then David Ruffin, thank you for sharing with us. Go, sister, Oh man. I did not.
I hate that I have to welcome you into this club of heartbroken children who have lost the people who were core to who they are.
Yeah.
But you are not alone. And we will continue to figure it out together. Mm-hmm. I've never wanted to be someone who is known for grief. But I'm learning and will continue to try to be proud of that, because we who grieve need to know that our grief is a badge of honor. It is a tribute. It is a demonstration of how deeply we loved. So I can't be ashamed of grieving, because I'll never be ashamed of my brother. And I'll never be ashamed of my gram and all that they are to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't feel, I appreciate you thanking me. It feels weird because I don't know that I've done anything.
I'm
going to cry into the microphone.
I'm going to have to challenge you there, sis. You know, we talked at the top of this episode about how we are going to hit 7 years. And I remember very, 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 very early on, you didn't want to share the loss of Brian. And it wasn't because you were ashamed, but you didn't want that to be your personality, and you didn't want people to feel sorry for you, and it was a plethora of reasons. And sorry to put you out here like this, but it's coming full circle, because I remember us having a conversation and I told you, I said, this is a part of your life, it's a part of who you are. And not only that, while this is not the reason, you are going to resonate with so many people who are experiencing such a heavy grief, a very specific heavy grief. And it had, we have gotten so many responses over the years due to sharing the journey of your grief. And so I know there are so many people who are grateful because they don't feel alone. And they feel seen, and they feel okay to go through their own grief journey. And so I will argue you when you say that you've not done anything but cry on the microphone, because it's clear that that is not true. Your transparency has been a gift for so many others. So I want you to know that.
Thank you, sis. Thank you, David.
Oh, David.
It's hard because you don't want, I often struggle because no, I don't want anyone's pity, or I don't want to sort of, I also recognize that I'm not the only one who's lost somebody, and I don't want to like hog all, I don't know, make it about, I don't know. It's weird. I'm struggling to find my words. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't claim to know, you know, why we lose or why we have to lose our loved ones. Mm-hmm. But I do trust that, you know, all things happen for some reason. And we may not know the reason for some for a very long time, I will say that. But I will share this message with Dr. Commodore so that she will know.
Next on the list.
How many people have been helped by her transparency. And again, David, you know, I meant what I said. Mm-hmm. You are not by yourself. And so if there are ways that we can be supportive, please let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for sharing your story with us and for letting us know who you are, because that's important to me. Mm-hmm. And I want to acknowledge that. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Whew.
I want to include it. A PS, I want to make sure I read it. Said,
yes.
I love y'all's episode about estate planning, making a will, and I'm kicking myself for not putting those lessons into action. If I can offer some advice to the kitchen table, please go back and listen and make sure you, your loved one and your loved one's affairs are as in order as they can be. Estate planning is a big investment, but something you can do right now that will make your life much easier. Another thing you can do if you're an Apple user is to add a legacy contact to your iCloud account, iPhone, MacBook, iPad. That ensures that at least the valuable data on your devices can be passed on to those that need it in case of emergency, and often without power of attorney or a court order.
Yeah.
That's amazing advice.
Yes. Thank you so much, David. I'm sorry. I was so.
Yeah. No.
That's actually, that's very sound advice. And we might need to bring back a part two to the estate planning conversation.
For sure. Because. And I was going to, Or we'll need to do both. I think we do that. And I also am going to, we could probably rerun that estate planning episode.
Or yeah. Link we'll reprise that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We'll reprise that.
Woo!
I think it's
my turn to read. Another one. Written in response to It's Complicated Too. Do you want to give her a pseudonym, sis?
Oh, yeah. Minnie Ripperton.
Minnie Ripperton. Do, 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 do. Okay. I don't know what key that was in, but just let me. Hi, Dr. Kia, Chef Jade, and Dr. Felicia. Okay, Dr. Felicia.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Dr. Commodore is an unofficial guest for the portion of this episode. I can hold you.
Period. Thank you all so much for this episode. My mom transitioned in December of 2020, so I very much appreciate this episode. When Dr. Felicia talked about that a new person post-departure of a loved one, I screamed amen like I wasn't at work. No one talks about how hard it is to grieve your loved one and your previous life all at once. My mommy was my everything, so I had literally had to learn how to survive on this rock without my everything. I'm so thankful that you all have created this safe space for we Black women to come and find community. You two have been such a big part of my healing. And Dr. Felicia just added herself to my list. Thank you. Please keep having these vulnerable, empowering conversations because they are needed. Y'all really out here doing the Lord's work. Thank you again. And please tell Dr. Felicia I said thank you for being so real with us. I love y'all for real. No Monique. And that's with love, Minnie Ripperton.
Minnie Ripperton.
I love y'all for real. No Monique. Okay.
I love Black people. They're like, while I'm talking about something heavy, let me just be an asshole real quick.
Because that's our coping mechanism. That's how we have survived being, oppressed. This is how we make it through. But listen, Minnie Ripperton, girl, we love you. And I will absolutely make sure that Dr. Commodore is made privy to all of these good emails. I'll make sure to tell her to get her a tissue and sit down and listen to this week's episode of Getting Grown, Child,
because
it's gonna get rough.
And we're so grateful for you, Fee, for coming through. And,
yeah, man. Bigly.
And being so vulnerable about the layers behind grief and, yes. and mother-daughter relationships.
Real bad.
It's, whew. Y'all are out here just getting on my nerves today. But
we're
thank
doing
you.
Doing so much.
Thank you, because you all are, yeah. Y'all are all right. Y'all are all right. All right, let's get into a couple of more before okay. we...
Yikes and yowzers. Yowzers and yikes.
Before we cruise... Okay, good. We get to break this up a little bit.
Okay.
Black cliches, colloquialisms, and sayings.
All right.
Christina says, "Hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Kia. When I heard you guys talking about older Black people and their sayings, I immediately thought of my dad. For as long as I can remember, he would fuss at us about putting on a hat or coat, talking about get a hat before you catch pneumonia and you're behind.
In your butt.
It took me way too long to realize you're behind is actually not at all where you can catch pneumonia.
Not at all.
And has nothing to do with a hat or jacket. Now I'm a pharmacist and I know better, but every time I leave the house when it's chilly or cold, that's what I say to myself in
that's
my head.
Right.
Let me get my coat before I catch pneumonia in my behind. And I say it to my kids as well.
That's right.
Be blessed, Christina.
I love it.
I love that.
We are so blessed. Hello.
I told you, that's like this lady at my grandmother's church gonna tell me one day when we were visiting. She's like, why you don't have no stockings on? You can catch a cold in your legs. That don't make no damn sense. But okay, I'll wear some tights next time. Mm-hmm. So I love old Black people.
I think that you would get... Do you see the next one, sis? This one, I think...
I do!
Yes. Yes. This is from Melanie King. She writes... Hello, Chef Jade and Dr. Takiya. Hey, cousins. Double graduation shout out couple here, Melanie and Vince. We both shouted both of them out.
Yes,
hello.
Med school. What's up, boo?
We catered the runner up of the second season of Netflix Barbecue Showdown. Chef Logan's Zeph Barbecue put his thigh, leg, and foot in this food, okay?
Yes.
We had brisket, smoked turkey, greens with smoked turkey next. The only way to have them. Mac and cheese, and then his wife Anna's banana pudding. Listen, I don't think I'm ever cooking for a holiday for a long, long time. All I did was make stuffing and mashed potatoes, picks attached, and she did attach the picks, honey, because these plates are plated.
This is a proper plate.
Plates
okay?
are plated.
And let me tell you something. She got her greens and Brussels sprouts on the side.
Right.
And they're separate dishes.
Right.
This is a balanced meal.
Plates are plating.
Wow, this is
proper. I too enjoy my greens in a bowl so that the juices, you know, will have, you know, they can sit in the, you know, you don't
exactly.
want your the greens juice running all over the plate, you see.
But see, I will tell you.
Sometimes
there is one little
true.
Moment where
that's
that
true.
Little bit of green
that's
juice
true.
Gets on your dressing.
That's true.
And it's like,
That's true.
Oh.
That's true.
Listen. Okay. Oh, that made me so happy. That plate was plating. You all had a proper Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And let me tell you about the joys of finding ease within holiday prep. Because now that I cooked and we went to Crystal's, I'm never going back again. Cooking and not having a host. Oh, it's the perfect marriage for me. So shout out to y'all.
Yo.
Oh, Papa gave us their own pseudonym.
Oh, excuse us.
Corey Baxter. Who's
okay.
that?
I have no idea.
Well, let's Google it real fast because we've got to understand the pseudonyms. Who's Corey Baxter?
I don't know.
Corey Baxter. Oh, child. It's the little brother from Nesso Raven.
Okay.
Okay.
Child, get us away from here.
I'm sorry. Who's going to know who that was? Why you say Eddie Winslow?
Because he must be a little bit younger than us.
Or Bud. No, you're right. No. It's just... Merlin Santana. Ooh, that's the next one if we get another man.
Yes.
Okay.
Stanley.
Oh, rest in peace, Stanley. A handsome human being.
Fine, honey, fine.
Truly.
Fine.
You know, I don't say that often, but...
There you go.
He could have. Okay. Hello, Dr. Hello, Dr. Jade and Chef Kia.
Okay.
Because we all know those titles are basically interchangeable.
Period. Because I be chefing.
Brilliant. We're ridiculous. Oh, I hope this finds you both well. I didn't stop by for a long time, but I did stop by for a good time. So okay. Let's get right to it. My I know that's right is for my own self.
I hear that.
I am an elementary school music teacher, and I'm currently knees and elbows deep in preparation for our school's Christmas program. I've been sharing the journey of getting the program together with my bestie. On the phone today, he asked, "So how are things going for your program?" When he asked, I really had to sit back and realize just how much had been accomplished in this week alone. About 90% of my students, K through 6, know their song lyrics along with choreography for the program. My select dance group has learned 95% of their dance, so now all we have to do is clean it. And number three, a lot of these finishing touches have happened in 3 work days this week as I was out sick one day. I'm writing this on a Thursday. I said all that to say when my friend asked me that, I really had to give myself my own props. I put a lot of pressure on myself to make sure that my students have every opportunity for success, and I'm starting to see that the hard work pays off. Thank you both for allowing us to have a space to not only lift each other, but our own selves as well. I know that's right.
I know
love
that's
piece
right.
of hair grease, Corey Baxter.
Go ahead, oh, Corey Baxter.
Corey, you better teach these babies.
I love that
and
for
make
us.
Them our future.
Period.
Oh, for me, can one day next year or, you know, in the coming future, you all do Sir Duke and then dedicate it to me, because that was a song that I had to learn and bend. And, you know, just Auntie J loved the kids, and I want
very
them to
much.
Know the good,
all right, Corey
the goodness
Baxter.
That is Stevie Wonder. Go ahead, Corey Baxter. All right, sis. Who's next?
This very next colloquialism is just really good to me. It reads thusly. My grandpa likes to tell us when we talk too much, it's like a clap in a goose's ass. And I don't know what that means, but I love it.
I love it.
I love everything about it.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Perfect.
Ooh, that made my stomach hurt. Oh,
perfect.
That was amazing.
So good.
Oh, it's like a clap in a goose's ass.
It's like a clap in a goose's ass. I don't know what
oh
that has
God.
To do with
I
talking
I don't either,
too much.
But
thank
oh
you.
Oh my God.
Thank you for your service. Thank
oh
you so
my
much.
God. Thank you thank to your grandpa.
Yes.
Like, I love him.
And thank you for putting that into us.
Ooh, thank you.
We got
you.
One more,
okay.
sis.
Our last one. Okay, they want a pseudonym. She wants a pseudonym because she said they're fun. Oh, these niggas like this at this
exactly.
point.
So let's go ahead and close it out. I'm feeling like we were...
It's our last pseudonym of the year, girl.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, the pressure. Let me think. The last one, okay. I will say Nina Simone.
Oh!
Nina Simone.
A troubled woman of a with a deep history. Okay. Also, that's shout out to XD. That's his favorite singer.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
It's not. He hates her.
Okay. He hates everybody. He hates NDRE, I know, but I didn't know he
well,
also.
Okay. Deservedly. Okay. Hey Jade and Dr. Kia. My name is Nina Simone.
Yes, it is.
I'm a new listener and I've been binging episodes for the past 2 weeks.
What, hey girl?
Listening to your podcast. What up? Listening to your podcast makes me feel seen. It started when my best friend sent me the It's Complicated episode, because that's exactly what kind of relationship I have with my mother. It's gotten better over the years, but we still have our moments. I'm writing because I'm in my so what era.
Period.
I used to be so worried about what people thought of me that I never gave myself permission to really be me. After a clash with my mother, I realized where that came from. She's always concerned about what people will think. Even at the grown age of 37, she still thinks of me as a reflection of her as a mother.
Mm.
I decided to free myself from the opinions of others, especially when it comes to my appearance. I'm also embracing my various interests. Specifically the ones I was worried about being judged for, like skateboarding.
Here.
I'm a black woman in my 30s, and I like skateboarding!
I know,
she put
that's
it in
right.
all caps.
You better yell it.
If people start to question my sexuality or how I identify because of my clothes, so what? Why does their opinion matter? I love this new freedom of expression that Gen Z has blessed us with.
I hear that.
I've decided to show up how I want to show up.
Period.
If that changes in 6 months or even the next day, so what? That's my prerogative.
That's right, Bobby Brown.
I feel like
said
a
it.
Teenager. Okay? You can do what you want to do.
That's right.
I feel like a teenager exploring my personal style and how I want to show up in the world. And it feels good.
You Nina deserve, Simone. Nina Simone. You deserve to do what you want to do.
Sun in the sky. I know how you
to
feel.
Do what you want. You do what First you want. When I was in Atlanta with my father's family for Thanksgiving, my father's side of the family, one of my cousins asked me, and I think he thought he was being funny, or he was like trying not to be shady. He was like, I'm not trying to be shady, but you know, you don't have any children. Like, what do you do outside
of work?
Like, he was like, what do you do like every day? He was like, so much of my life has been about, you know, making sure the kids are where they need to be, have what they're supposed to have. Like, you know, so you don't have that. So what do you do like every day?
I was like, I come home and I sit in my car for 12 hours.
I do what I want. I know you don't know nothing about that. I do what I want. I do what I want. I do what I want to do.
I don't want to talk shit about your cousin, but I want to.
But I don't think he meant any harm.
I know.
But you know, a lot of times you get that a lot. People who have children often think that people who don't have children don't have a life or don't have any business at all.
Especially people who have children and also have a very narrow mindset of this world and how you can have children and your children can be your world, but there's also more world out
yes,
there.
Yes, you can have
and
some business
okay
as well.
Yeah. To have some business for yes yourself.
You can have some business about yourself. But I say all of that to say that Nina Simone is in her So What era. She's in her I Do What I Want to Do era. And I'm here for it. I'm glad about
too
it.
Can you send us a skateboarding video?
I would love
see
that. Yes, yes, and please. So listen, guys, yes, this has been a whirlwind. So
wow,
we've had all of the emotions, this grab bag, this mailbag. But listen, yeah, let me tell you, I think this is just proof positive that we are all in the thick of figuring out the highs and lows, the ups and downs, the twists and turns, the tests and trials of adulting in here together. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so grateful to know, sis, that us being open and honest and sharing and communicating and talking and learning and living out loud through this platform gives other people the courage, the resources, the, you know, chutzpah.
Chutzpah.
To get out here.
Sounds like a nasty loogie.
Right. To get out here and do what we got to do as far as figuring all of this out. And so know that we love y'all. And we really appreciate. I think this was a great way to close out 2023.
Oh, dead ass. Yeah.
Dead A, right? I mean, it was so good. And I'm excited. I know that we have much more to continue to learn and grow and do, because you know that's the thing about adulting. You don't ever reach a peak where it's like, oh well, I'm here now and I know it all. You will continue, life will continue to bust you upside your head with all kinds of things that you didn't see coming. But the good news is we can all figure it out together. So that's what's up, sis.
I love y'all and I love you, sis, and I'm so grateful for this space that we have.
We're grateful.
And that we've built. And next year, we'll get into some grieving conversations from my perspective with everybody else who's dead inside, because that's a different side of things. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
I have to negotiate, like, is something wrong with me a lot of times when I'm in the process of grief.
Yeah. Oh, when you're in your process of grieving.
I'm so serious. Because it doesn't, because it shows up different for everybody.
That's true.
And that's the thing that we have to embrace. We have to embrace that it does not look one way. And it looks different for everybody. And it looks different for you at different stages.
I guess I didn't mean to laugh. So I apologize.
No, I'm not.
I guess I was.
Please, I laugh at inappropriate moments all the time.
No, I was just taken aback because I would not characterize you as a person that's dead inside. I think you have very real feelings.
Well, I cried three times.
Exactly.
In this comedy.
Exactly.
That's
no,
a record.
That's not a, no, but I'm excited. I think we should talk through that because you're right. It doesn't show up for everybody every way. And I'm worried that you saying that you're dead inside.
No, that's just my dark humor.
Oh,
but
fair. Okay.
I do think it would be good to have those conversations.
No, I agree.
Think that's why I was telling you. I was like, you need to share these things because your grief is showing up in a particular way that is going to make someone else not feel alone. And I think also I have to recognize I've lost like four people since
you have.
In the past year and a half.
You have.
And so I think it's important. I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. I'm like, you know what? Let's talk about the different ways that grief can look so that people are not kicking themselves and feeling like they should feel like grief should look like a certain
way. Or they're not
way.
Grieving Nobody. If their grief or doesn't not look grieving. Like somebody else's grief.
Exactly.
I hear you.
Exactly. So I don't know what that looks like or who we should have. We should have it with somebody with
a
professional background.
We'll talk it through.
Because I am wholly not the person for that.
No, we'll talk it through. We'll work it out.
Yeah, I just think that would be good as we read. That's a thought that came up. But we're going to move on to some self-cares before our last self-care. I know that's right. Whatever of the year.
That's
so let's see you all there.
All right.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Have you been, you know, trying to get on the budget train and found subscriptions you forgot about or you paid for twice and didn't realize it? Or did you figure out that some of the networks combined and then your favorite shows are on one app, but you're paying for both of them? Well, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills, something we all need in this economy. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, I can cancel it with a tap. I never have to get on the phone with customer service. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. How much of a win does that sound like? All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Okay, that's no small feat. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/grown. That's rocketmoney.com/grown. rocketmoney.com/grown.
I deserve
Greetings and salutations.
Greetings.
It is the last self-care of the year. No presh.
No presh.
And I could not figure out what I was going to do, but I actually want to I want to shout out some people in the space that I am in. I went to a fantastic dinner the other day, hosted by Heinz and Marcus Samuelson. It was under the Black Kitchen Initiative, which
Very
you all
nice.
Know the Black Kitchen series is under the Black Kitchen Initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular series is called Open Kitchen. And so they will take a celebrity chef or a known chef, especially Marcus, who does so much with... Mm-hmm. With the Black Kitchen Initiative and pair with Black chefs, because you know the Black Kitchen Initiative gives money to Black restaurants who have faced issues during the pandemic and so forth and so on to help to elevate and lift all of us on this platform. And so there was a collaboration between Chef Marcus Samuelson and Chef Joy Crump and Beth Black, who have a restaurant in Fredericksburg, Virginia called Foodie and Mercantile.
Oh.
Yes.
Love that.
And so it was the Taste of Virginia, paired along with some inspiration and some collaboration with for a couple of dishes with Marcus, and just had a fantastic time. They had live. It was at Red Rooster.
Okay.
They had a live band for us with a singer who was singing everything from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Chaka Khan to Anita Baker.
Love it.
And I loved it. She was a sassy. Ooh, she was a sassy thing. Okay. She was sassy and she was fly. And it was just a good time. They had sweet potato biscuits with an orange marmalade and a delicious compound butter. Mm. We had a good pickled shrimp with like different chilies and shallots and fennel.
Mm.
A roasted carrot soup with ginger and coconut and cilantro oil. And then they did the collaboration with Marcus. They did a smoked pork tenderloin with some sweet potatoes, some creamed collard greens.
I've never had a creamed collard.
Delicious. Let me do it due diligence so I can read it to you as it should be. Okay. So we had
creamed collard about the shrimp crazy. And all that.
So we had
that's wild.
First, it was smoked Virginia pork tenderloin with whipped sweet potatoes, which were delicious.
Yikes.
Miss Lewis's creamed collards, savory granola, sour apple, and a sage pan sauce. And
what?
When I tell you the flavors were hitting. Yes. I want to do a creamed collard so bad now.
Intrigued, but like almost like what? I don't understand what that means.
It's like a cream spinach, but with collard greens.
Wow.
Delicious. And then the second dish, which was the collaboration, was a mushroom farotto, so which is similar to risotto, but it's farotto.
Okay.
And it's made with portobello mushrooms, pumpkin, coconut, farro, injera crumble. And I don't generally like injera, but the injera crumble, pecorino cheese, and a special black cherry garnish. That farotto, if you like risotto, you'll like it. Was seasoned to perfection. So if you're anywhere in the Fredericksburg, Virginia area, or want to take a little road trip for the day because you're in the DMV, go to Foodie and Mercantile.
I'm interested.
I mean,
I'm about to see how far it is away from the house myself.
You actually check it right now, sis, because when I come there, we can go together.
I'm about to.
Because when I didn't even ask for a drop of hot sauce. I didn't ask for no salt or pepper or anything.
Foodie and Merc. Is it F-O? Is it D-Y or
F-O-O-D-E. And then Mercantile, M-E-R-C-A-N-T-I-L-E.
Mercantile.
Is it Mercantile or Mercantile?
It's Mercantile.
I thought so. Okay, thank you. I'm glad I'm not that dumb. And they had such lovely spirits too, Chef Joy and Chef Beth. They were so gracious and their food was so good. I was like, y'all really could have been some haughty bitches up in here and I would have still been pleased because this food is just, but the fact that they were so gracious and so lovely in spirit was just.
It's about an hour and a half from me.
Okay, so we're taking a road trip when I come to see you then.
Yep.
We're going to Foodie and Mercantile, but if you all are anywhere in the vicinity, please, 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 tell them I didn't get to meet them, but tell them the host of the Black Kitchen series sent you.
It's probably not that far because it's Friday. We recorded on Friday afternoon, so this is probably with Friday afternoon traffic.
Oh.
So I will check it again. I'll check it again once, you know, when the traffic is not crazy.
Because
It says it's about 50 miles, 53 miles.
Oh, yeah, that's like an hour.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to get to Manassas, Virginia, with no traffic?
45 to an hour.
Okay, so it might be like an hour 10. Mm-hmm. It's between Manassas and Richmond, but like closer to Manassas, but like between. That's how I looked it when I looked on the maps.
And Mercantile. Yeah, I found the website. It says that it is Fredericksburg. Mm-hmm. So like there's the Foodie and then there's the Mercantile. So there's like I see. So Mercantile is like a little store
where they sell, it's a shop
where they sell things, right?
Oh, I love those too. There's always delicious imported goods and all kinds of
tchotchkes and all kinds of things. And then they,
you know,
I
who else has that is
what? I was looking at their menu. I was looking at their they have their food and their and wine. They have red their food and wine. Their wine list is crazy.
Oh, I love someplace with an extensive wine list. Oh, we're definitely going.
It's a
me and
Tori
are gonna come to DC and we're all going to
They have a list. They have separate menus: red, white, port, bubbly.
Ah!
And each is like pages and pages. I'm like, oh, these.
Oh, that's the bouge that I like to partake in. Love a good bougie experience.
This is crazy. Love
with
this.
Delicious food. Because I'm not lying to you all. And nobody asked me to do this. This food was so good. Like, I want you all, if you're in the vicinity or you're looking to take a little trip for a day, go to find a little bed and breakfast or something and go and support them, because they deserve to be supported. Their food was absolutely phenomenal. It really was.
I am... Black eyed peas hummus. They have a maple
brine.
Because
you know black eyed peas would make a good consistency for a hummus.
They have a shrimp and grits, a maple brined pork chop.
Ooh! So, darling.
Pan roasted free bird. What's that, chicken?
Free bird. Uh-huh.
Oh, their cream collards is on here. Cream collard, sun-dried tomato, and crispy shallot.
Y'all, oh, a crispy shallot too? Oh!
Yeah, man. This is nice. I like this. I would go here.
Oh, you know, we're going.
900 Princess Anne Street, Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Can you all go support? Go support and tell them that Getting Grown sent you, even though they don't know who Getting Grown is.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right.
But I was, so shout out to Hines, shout out to Open Kitchen, shout out to Chef Marcus Samuelson, shout out to Chef Beth and Chef Joy, and shout out to Foodie and Mercantile, because y'all are doing good, 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 delicious work in the food scene. And I had such a good time. I took Jasmine and Mary with me, and the three of us were like, this was an unexpected, really nice evening. Like,
very nice.
It was just really, really nice. So I just wanted to shout them out. That was my self-care this week. I love live music. You know I love food. I love good food. And I love people with good spirits. So what you got for your final self-care of the year?
My final self-care is that I've committed to, the month of December is my birthday month. But I am working really hard to... I'm in a place of, like, radical self-acceptance, and honesty, and sort of just sitting with myself. And so winding down projects at work and getting ready to take real vacation and sort of embrace in stillness. And so this week has really been like preparing to rest. Is that if that makes sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I've been preparing to rest, putting things into place. you know, getting my house together, getting my calendar together, making sure that I've sort of, you know, answered all of my emails and fulfilled all of my obligations, so that when I really close this laptop, I can really have peace that I'm good and it's okay and nothing will fall apart. And so I've been really intentional and focused on doing things that make me feel good, trying to reconnect to my body, and trying to reframe my working out, not attaching it to sort of milestones or goals, but just sort of trying to be consistent and making it a part of my everyday. I want to move more and, you know, just sort of be more locked in. I feel like throughout the year, you get so distracted and so consumed with all that's going on around you and all that you have to do, that it's really easy to sort of disconnect from yourself. So I've been really intentional about plugging in and getting reconnected with me. Writing in my prayer journal more. And I will admit that, you know, I had gotten away from the practice
of setting time aside to pray. I feel like I won't say that I stopped praying because I just kind of talk to God all the time throughout my day. But there was a time in my life where I would set aside time to sit and pray and talk out my thoughts and feelings. And if I'm honest, I feel most clear and most settled and okay and secure when I pray. And I just let busyness rob me of that intention. And I realized it and just sort of said, I don't want to get out of that practice. And so I've been intentional about reconnecting to myself, but reconnecting to God and being more thoughtful and intentional about having communication with Him, sitting and praying, but sitting and listening for Him to speak back to me. And so I am sort of making that my theme or focus for this month. And I'm excited about what will come of this. Because I feel like this is home. This is home. I feel most like Kia when I have that time, when I set aside that time. That's my self-care. I'm back to praying. We praying.
Not damn of this alone. We praying out here.
We praying. We talking to God early and often. We like, hey. I'm back.
And if I may, for those who are comfortable, pray for the downfall of these powers that be, okay?
Oh,
pray for
Lordy
that too.
B.
That's what I be praying for the good. I be praying for the people. I be praying for the gratitude. But I be praying for the downfall of the people who don't care about humanity. And I'll just leave it right there.
I will say that, you know, I hear that. The God that I serve, you know, there's a lot of people out there that have painted a portrait of the God that they serve in a way that doesn't align with what I know about God. I will say that the God that I serve is a God who is just, and He sees to it, and He is most concerned with the least, the lost, and the left out. Folks will have you to believe otherwise.
Oh, yes. No. Listen, I am a child of Congo, okay?
That's
and
what
I'm going to leave it right there. And if you know, you know. So, it ain't all peace and love and everything else, especially when people ain't offering no peace and love. Copy here. So.
Jesus was not the hippie that y'all make him out to be.
Okay? No, he wasn't.
Was not. But that's a different conversation for a different day.
A child of the Congo will fight. Yes. Okay.
Different conversation for a different day. In any case, we love you guys. We appreciate you. We value you. I am grateful. I thank God for this space. Getting Grown was not anything that I ever imagined for myself. But I know for sure that this had to be something that God had in mind. For me and for my sis, I'm very grateful that I get to have this experience and be on this journey with you, sis. And I'm grateful that we are in it together, building this space for us to live out loud and learn out loud. And we love y'all.
We sure have. We love you all for real. I'm going to be honest. I feel like, clearly we would not have done Getting Grown if we were not so close, right?
No, and we, for sure.
But I do feel like, in this journey of figuring ourselves out and going through so many different twists and turns and trials and tribulations and testies, because it's been some dick too.
Why are we so unserious as a show? Oh my Lord. Please continue.
And going through all of that, I feel like there is a strengthening in our relationship that might not have otherwise been, right?
Yeah.
Or it may have come in a very different way, but because we've had to have certain conversations you know, it's just strengthened us even more.
Absolutely.
And it strengthened us individually, but also together as a unit. And so I love you. And I'm so grateful for you. And I love this space. And I'm grateful for you all. And you guys solidify these feelings so much more with these letters and letting us know how you feel, you know, reminding us that we're not speaking to the void and that this is actually community. And so, you know, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you from our hearts. And we'll see y'all in 2024.
Shall we close out? Or shall we have one last petty peeve? Or should we end this on this kind of note at the end of the year? What you think?
I think we should end it here.
Okay.
We'll come in on a petty note.
I'll come in on a few of them. So,
I mean, unless you had one. Do you have a petty peeve ready?
It's not anything that is necessary to close this year out.
Okay. I want us to stay in this space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I didn't anticipate the letters to do what they did, but I want to sit with those.
I feel like there was a reason why every time we were going to do an honesty box, or we're like, oh, we're going to do some listen to letters, and then the kitchen tables will go so long, and it's like, you know, okay, we won't do any this week. I think there's a reason why we had this accumulation of them.
Agreed.
At this time. I think they did exactly what they needed to do, and I think this is the perfect note
for sure.
to close out. So for the last time this year, tell the people what to do, sis.
Make sure that you are moisturizing your mind by attending to the business that is yours and yours alone. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you are moisturizing your insides by drinking as much or at least enough water.
Yes.
As all that you can access and ingest. Make sure you're doing that. And you always and often you want to moisturize your skin, sis. Tell them why.
Because your black will crack if it's ungrateful.
That's it. It'll be dry. Nobody wants dry.
Nobody
and
wants
ungrateful skin.
Spiritually dry and ungrateful giant organ.
A lot of people. That's what I'm gonna start telling folks. You look ungrateful.
You look ungrateful.
You look ungrateful.
What did Noah call Kellyanne Conway? Sad and useless.
Sad and useless. You look ungrateful and sad and useless. She looks
look
sad.
Look at us ending this on
I know. We said we weren't going to be petty.
We can't even help ourselves.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, y'all.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.